Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to skateboarder Jennifer Charlene. My favorite part of her interview was talking about 66-year-old skateboarder Jackie G and her backyard skate park in Hawaii. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time, skateboarder Jennifer Charlene. Did I say your name right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Charlene?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for coming. Hey, thanks for coming. Yeah,
sure.
So I reached out to you on Instagram. A lot of your colleagues have been on here, fellow female skateboarders. What are your thoughts on skateboarding in the Olympics?
Well, that's kind of a... took me for a loop a little bit because I'm not like such a competitive person.
You do it for fun.
I do it for fun. Yeah, it's
that's
a lifestyle.
That's the way
me.
To go. That's the way to go.
But I give big props to the kids and people that are going for it because that takes a lot of work and a lot of confidence. But I don't think I could
right. I mean,
see myself.
There's probably a lot of pressure involved.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, imagine that. It's like something you do for fun and there's judges.
Yeah.
The cameras and lights and everything. Yeah,
it
kind of, for me, it kind of changes.
It did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know if this is a good analogy, but like if you paint for fun or something.
Right.
You're like, you do it in your own apartment, and then now you have to do it in front of like millions, thousands of people.
Yeah.
And they're judging you like
for sure.
The way you're doing your lines or, I don't know, that color's a little off.
Totally. Like I grew up doing ballet and modern dance.
Oh, really?
And I was doing more like performing side of it, but like the competition side of dance, it's kind of like that. I don't really understand it as much, and it just seems really scary.
Yeah, I did a little hip-hop dancing in high school.
Dope.
And I had to hide it from my wrestling coach because, you know, wrestling's such a macho kind of sport, you know?
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, the assistant coach kind of, like, not kind of shaming me, but kind of making fun of me when I did that, the dance practice. Because this is back when it was, like, you know, Belle Biv DeVoe and, like, a lot of the art, you know, like, just, like... you know, the early hip hop in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And they were kind of, the coaches were kind of making fun of me.
Jeez.
But then same thing with skateboarding. It's kind of like, I even get self-conscious, like maybe going to a local park now or something. I just skate to 7-Eleven or
right.
I kind of keep to myself.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like the older I get, the more self-conscious I get, kind of. I don't know why. Like when I was younger and starting out skating, I feel like I was so obsessed and addicted to it that it was just like tunnel vision. Like, I just want to skate, I want to skate. And I was probably pretty annoying and not taking turns.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like as I get older and like there's a lot of people at the park and I'm rolling up, I'm like,
Do you get vibed by other skaters at the park, like dude skaters? Or is it acceptable? Like everything's accepted now, right?
Yeah, I think I'm so used to it. And I grew up with three older brothers and I have an older sister too. I'm the youngest of five.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to like,
those kinds of vibes.
I feel like I just don't really like pay attention. Either.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you were to lose your board or, like, you're trying to kickflip or something and your board kind of flings away from you. You haven't, like, there hadn't been, like, skater.
I'll get, like, shy and, like, intimidated sometimes if there's, like, super talented skaters.
Right.
In the park or something.
Oh, yeah, obviously,
like,
you just want to sit down and watch them.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, have guys went out of their way to, like, fetch your board? Here you go, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they're, like, just being, like, really.
Yeah.
How did you, what's some of your background? Where are you originally from?
I'm from Bakersfield, California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that central?
Two hours north of
north,
Los
central.
Angeles.
Yeah. And I always relay everything with wrestling. I know that they had a couple good wrestlers.
I'm like that with ballet, too.
Yeah, I don't know why. I still pay attention.
You connect everything to it.
Well, the thing thing is, I still watch Division One NCAA wrestling. I still watch it.
Yeah,
I watch
cool.
Division One wrestling still to this day.
It's a part of your life. I follow a bunch of ballet dancers.
You,
and
so
stuff
you watch
on Instagram.
It today?
Yeah, for sure.
You know the like the good people.
I'm not like super in the loop, but I'm definitely still like interested. I actually just started doing ballet classes again. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you were raised with brothers. Did they skateboard?
No, I think they dabbled with it, but I like wasn't really paying attention at that time. Mm. And then it was just always around. It was a cool thing for sure. But like, I didn't really try to go for it until I became best friends with this girl, Anna, that's very like down to earth. And like,
can we give a shout out real quick? Oh, what's her name? Can we give a
Anna
shout
Bliss.
Out? So shout out to Anna Bliss.
Yes.
I'm writing her name. I'm taking notes now.
Yeah.
Bakersfield.
She's dope. She's kind of like a tomboy and like down to earth and like adventurous. And I saw the documentary Dogtown Z Boys come on the TV.
Dude, that was a sick documentary.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just
what'd you like about it? I like that Stacey Peralta directed that, right?
Right. I thought it was dope that they were just so free and like they had that 70s steez and it. Watching that old footage made me want to do Bertelmans and like just get low and like
because that's because back around. Then it was like skaters actually took part in activity when the waves were low or
yeah.
Like so a lot of surfers right. Would skateboard like sidewalk, that's where the term sidewalk surfing
right.
I guess came
totally.
To play and but then I noticed the one thing that I noticed about that documentary was there was a street element there too, like the Chicano gang kind of culture, you know, like, and then even Dogtown, even their graphics had that some of the writing was like kind of graffiti, old school style.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was it was the Zephyr team.
The
right?
Zephyr team, yeah. And like the whole Jay Adams, like,
yeah,
his story was really cool and just how he was he just had a ball. Skating, like you watch him and he just looks like he just is just loving
Adams.
Life so much.
But then that
he was the one that went to jail for a little bit. He passed away and, now.
Yeah, so rest in peace.
Yes, rest
in
peace.
Peace
Jay
but
Adams.
Then he actually he was involved with that the street culture as well. Like the dudes he would associate outside of skateboarding were like just like kind of like street dudes, right?
Right.
Like Chicano street dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, I mean, because didn't he had a tattoo by his eye, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he have face tattoos
for
stuff?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, so he was respected. He had the street credibility, but then he didn't blow up like, let's say, like a Christian Hosoi or something, huh? You know, because he.
No, yeah. I feel like, well, Tony Alva, he's still.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's still going strong.
Still.
He got kind of, he blew up.
You're I right. So like Tony Alva, I'm saying something maybe.
But like
oh, because he got involved with drugs. I think Jay Adams got involved with drugs.
Yeah,
went to
he
jail.
Kind of fell out of the loop. Uh-huh. And then I think when he got older and got out of jail, he got back into it and did some surfing and a little bit of skating.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then there was a drug element though with his story, right? He got addicted.
I forget.
To drugs,
it's been
I think.
So many years that
yeah.
I saw that documentary.
So
I was
yeah, we highly recommend it.
Skating,
it's called
yeah.
Dogtown and Z Boys. It should be maybe if you just Google it. I'm
yeah.
sure it's on.
Oh, for sure. I mean, in my mind, I think it's an inspirational like.
Yeah.
And if you want to start skating and stuff, it's really cool to watch.
Do you think that's important to watch first, just so people know the history of like it back then? The way it was, like, maybe in the Venice, Santa Monica area?
I mean, I would totally say you should watch it if you haven't watched it. I don't know. I probably wouldn't be the same skater I am if I didn't watch
it. Right. Wasn't there a Japanese female skater?
Yeah, well, Peggy Oki.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she's dope.
Yes, I would love to
what was her name again?
Meet her someday. Peggy Oki.
Peggy Oki.
Yeah, is she Japanese?
She's Japanese.
Yeah,
yeah. I
was
remember
so
her.
Dope. She had the long, flowy
yeah.
hair,
and then she would skate
get
the
real
pool,
low.
And then she would carve the pools.
So cool.
Yeah,
so dope. I feel like I kind of wanted to be like that, have her steez
when I
started
skating. Yeah.
I would just only do practice Bertelmans. Like that's still one of my favorite.
What describe what a Bertelman is again?
So a Bertelman is when you get really low and you can do it on a bank and you put your arm down and you. you slide your
board
across the concrete.
So it's kind of like a power slide with your hands on the ground. Slide. You're doing a layback power slide.
Exactly.
With your hands.
And it makes a really cool noise with your wheels.
Yeah, it makes a screechy noise.
I
used to do those, but I didn't know the name of it. Yeah, but...
And it was named after a surfer.
Something Bertelman.
Larry Bertelman?
Wait, can you look that up real quick? Asking my intern to look it up.
Yeah.
To fact check it.
But
yeah.
He would do it in the waves, and then they brought it to the concrete.
So it was a backside. You would put your back hand. It would be a backside.
You could do a front side or backside.
So, if you do a front side.
I think front side is.
Bertelman?
They're both Bertelmans.
They're both Bertelmans?
I think so.
Because I used to do one, me and... Back in the day, on the bigger boards, I would do the
front side was the more impressive one, where they were like, oh, like he would, Larry Bertelman would do that in the waves, and then they like do it front side steezy.
But we would do it in the parking lots, right?
Yeah.
Like in an open parking lot. But I remember we would just try to do a 360, like kind of do a 360. We'd do half of one and then screech over.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like, eh.
There's some trial and error in there for sure.
That was so fun back in the day, because this is before all the videos and all the crazy parts.
Yeah, and then the spins that they do, like that's a fun trick to try also.
What do you mean? Like a 360 ollie or something?
When you're just standing there, you could like roll a little bit, and then you go on your back, on your tail, front side or back. You go front side or back side. Yeah, I think those are dope. And when they have their long flowy hair and just like.
Yeah, so we would do it. The tail would be like at an angle on the street, then you'd put one of your hands on the nose.
Oh, those, and then those we would, are rad, too.
Yeah, it would be kind of like
those fun, wacky tricks.
Yeah,
I think
you would just kind of balance yourself to try to, the whole thing was if you could go all the way around.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd only go halfway.
I don't think I've ever done that one where you hold on like that.
You'd hold on your nose.
That
and
one's,
then
that's hard. I should try it, though. It'd be fun.
But you know what the ironic thing about it? Because, you know, skateboarding has changed so much. If you were to do those two tricks that we just said at a park, people would look at you kind of funny. They would be like, what are they doing?
I like doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rules.
Yeah, I just do it.
Like, you would just do it. I mean, but I'm just saying, because like now it's like so cool to like skate. You know,
it is.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Like one of the coolest things.
But back in like 1988 or to 90, whatever, like early 90s, it wasn't that cool.
Right.
In fact, at Poway High in the 90s, obviously I have to always say Tom DeLonge, he skated, but there was only a handful. I could count maybe on two hands, maybe like seven, skaters. And they were outcasts.
Yeah, they're like
wore black,
like rebels.
Yeah, like the earrings,
to no good.
Yeah, they had the patches on the jackets, and they didn't have many friends.
Now we have little kids going to the Olympics.
Yeah, now it's kind of like people train the kids train.
Yeah,
it's kind of like you know how like your mom and dad would throw you in taekwondo.
Right,
they'd be like, "You're going, Jimmy, you're going. Yeah. Today's your lesson. You're going to learn switch tray flips today, you know?
And you're not leaving the park until you land it."
So what made you, you saw that documentary, what made you get, when did you get your first board? When did you start really trying to like do it yourself?
So I didn't have my own board for a long time. I was borrowing my friend's brother's board. And then I finally got my own board. It was a hand-me-down from Devin Calloway. He's a pro out of Bakersfield.
Yeah, Devin, he's a black kid, right?
Yeah.
He's for chocolate
skateboards. For chocolate skateboards, yeah.
That kid, he was a phenom back in the day. He was good when he
super
was young.
Super light on his feet. Yeah. He's still killing it.
So he hooked you up?
Yeah, he would give me his hand-me-downs.
That kid was sick. He's still
around,
right?
When he was done with his board.
Yeah, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally remember him. Yeah. He was good when he was young,
super nice dude.
How'd you meet him?
At the skate park.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was like a pass. I mean, if that guy... Well, you know, because, I mean, that guy's highly respected in the whole the community, right? I mean,
right.
He skated for chocolate. And
yeah.
So he was supporting what you're... He's like, here you go.
Totally, yeah.
So shout out to Devin Keller.
Cyril Jackson, too. He was a local for a little bit.
So shout out to Cyril. I mean, that dude's sick.
He was on Baker for a little bit.
Yeah, he had the dreads.
Yeah,
yeah.
Super
I'd
sick.
I'd see him at North Hollywood, and I would just, whenever the baker, like him or like or Antoine, like if any of those guys were there, I would just sit back and watch them.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, I just want to watch these guys.
Yeah.
But I heard that Cyril Jackson, right? I heard he does music. Like,
oh, yeah, he raps.
He raps, right?
Yeah.
I heard it. He's got some cool jams.
He does. He's doing pretty good. I haven't seen any of his content recently. I mean, Instagram has a weird thing with its algorithm. I feel like I don't see a lot of my friends.
Yeah, like it's weird how that works. So
like, I'll think about a friend. I'm like, I haven't seen what they're up to in a long time.
So you had two like heavy hitters supporting, like encouraging you
for sure. You had
Cyril and Devin Cowell.
Yeah,
continue.
Yeah, Cyril Jackson gave me the nickname Green Apples because my first real pair of skate shoes were these green leather TNT Vans.
Cool.
And he started calling me out with Green Apples.
Yeah.
And then I came up with this idea to start like a glamour skate magazine, like Thrasher meets Glam. Like, it was an idea, it's never actually happened,
right,
but I told my friend Anna, I was like, we should call it Apples and Oranges and you could get orange skate shoes and it'll be really
green
cool.
And orange.
So I have like this little side thing, Apples and Oranges, Apple Orange Skate.
Can we promote, can we shout it
on Instagram?
So let's throw that out there again, go ahead.
Yeah, Apple Orange Skate on Instagram.
Apple Orange Skate.
Yeah.
So no spaces, just Apple Orange Skate on Instagram.
Yep.
Follow it today. Can they get any kind of product on there or t-shirts or something?
No, it's like
it's just
photos, like skate photos, like some dudes in suits and girls in like dresses and whoever's just down to like kind of like have fun and dress up and take some fun photos.
That's one cool thing about it now is like everything's accepted, it seems like. You can do anything.
Yeah.
Even like, I mean, even like, because I know how skaters think and like act, they, you know, there's like the cool tricks or something versus like, oh, why are you doing that? But now you could do no comply.
Right.
You could do whatever you want and it's still accepted.
I feel like I've always been really out of the loop. Like, I never know what's actually like trending or like cool right now. I
try to keep up, but it's kind of hard to keep up
it
now.
Is.
It's really hard because like, even like on my YouTube like feed, like, I'm like, oh, like they haven't like, a girl has a new video out or Baker, you know, and then I find out just on a whim because I don't tune in. Like, even this podcast, I've had skaters on, but I've had way more like comedians and musicians. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's not, this podcast is not just skating. It's like, if I could get one, that's cool. I think, I have had a handful.
I haven't ever been too much of a, like, watcher. Like, I don't know what's what and, like, skate videos. I like to watch more, but I think it's just partly, like, maybe my ADD or I just, like, I watch something and I'm like, I want to just go do it. And, like, watch it kind of thing, you know?
That's so cool. I mean, that, I guess, like, that's the right attitude to have.
I'm, like, an outside kid. Like,
that's cool. That's cool.
I want to just be outside all day.
So Cyril and Devin kind of encouraged you, and then when did you start taking it more seriously as far as skating more?
I feel like it kind of never left me. Like, I would take breaks here and there, like kind of get injured or like life happens and stuff, but like ever since I started, I just always wanted it to be a part of my life. Like, I feel like if I could still skate at 80, I'll still be rolling around.
That's so sick. I actually saw a thing in Hawaii.
I saw that
Jason
too.
Jason Park. Oh, is his name?
Are you talking about the woman with
the
skate park her backyard?
Yeah.
That is so sick.
It showed up on my feed. Oh, because you follow Jason Park then, the Hawaiian skater?
I don't know how I saw it.
Because he's the one that interviewed her.
I don't know how
the
I saw
Asian
it,
guy?
But it just popped up.
On my
on
feed
YouTube?
Too. Yeah, my feed too.
And I was like, what is this?
So let's just describe what we're, because we're getting like really hyped up about it.
Right.
So I know, okay, so it popped up on my YouTube feed. It's this old woman
amazing
in Hawaii
woman.
Who decided to just build a park in her backyard.
Yeah.
It was kind of designed cool, right?
The
tree was
dope.
Implemented. Do you notice the tree in the middle?
Yeah,
and
she designed it all herself, and it's like very unique. It's very...
It's not a street course. It's definitely kind of a mini vert, kind of a mini vert kind of...
Little transition.
Little transition.
Banks and stuff.
Yeah, banks and transitions.
Yeah. And the view is like... beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
it's in Hawaii. That's so weird.
I want to go there.
Yeah, I know, but I don't, why did it pop in our feet? Like, it's so weird because
I
didn't look for her.
No, I didn't either.
Did you watch the whole interview?
I did.
So you watched like her and then her husband watching on that lawn chair.
Very supportive guy. Yeah.
And she's carving. Yeah. How old is this lady?
I thought she's like in her 70s, right?
Yeah, she's up there. And she's like carving and she's like just having fun.
Yeah, she's got really cool style, like
the way her arm is.
Yeah, she's an artist too, I think.
Oh,
right?
Of course. So, like, yeah.
Painter, paints or something, maybe.
That's really cool. So you would want that kind of lifestyle when you're like.
Totally.
Like that lady.
I want to go talk to that lady and be like.
What island was it?
What did you do to do this?
It was in Hawaii, but I don't even know what island. I was just like,
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was just so impressed with.
So it popped up on your feed. You just clicked on it. That's what happened to me. It was like 4 a.m. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
And I clicked on it. And then I just saw her. Did you see her do the whole, she does a whole round of her run.
She looks comfortable, too.
Well, she built it, of course.
Right.
Yeah, that's her thing.
I was like, wow. She's been skating for I don't know how long. Yeah. That's awesome.
So you want, I mean, that would be ideal for you.
Yes, definitely.
You want something like that.
Totally.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you build it exactly how this lady built it?
No.
But you would
like
kind
I
of
would grab inspiration from that for sure. And if I was able to be like in Hawaii like that or somewhere where it's like
it's
a beautiful
such a magical
view.
Place. Yeah, such a magical place. Have you been to Hawaii?
I've been once.
Oh my God. Wait, what island?
Honolulu,
Oahu or
Wahoo.
Yeah. I mean, God,
I want to go back.
I imagine living there.
Yeah.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
So what would you add? What would you implement in your course if you had the funds to build something like that? Would you add like a couple ledges or something like that? Or
yeah, maybe like a little manual pad and a mini ramp in there somewhere, a little spine, some banks.
Yeah.
And, a pyramid.
Yeah, a pyramid. Okay, so you would add like other things in to that thing that lady had.
Yeah, depending on how much room I had. If I didn't have much room, I could just do like some little transitions, maybe a little mini bowl would be cool. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need, I'm just wondering, do you need approval from the city to like, as far as code, like, can you just build, if you own the property, I have no idea.
I always wonder. Probably depending on where you are. I don't know how Hawaii is with rules like that.
Cause I always fantasize. Cause I don't want to live here forever. But have you heard of prefab homes? They're pre-made like mini homes that they could ship.
I know what mini homes are. Yeah, I've seen
micro houses.
I've seen that.
Yeah, but my whole dream is to. Cause you can get one for like I don't know under $100,000.
It's kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but you've seen them on YouTube.
I've seen them before.
Yeah, look up micro homes or prefab homes.
Yeah,
they're built and ready homes. Ready to be delivered onto your land. And a lot of these homes have wheels on them.
Right.
So you could just truck them to the next spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is the toilet. I mean, could you live with a compost toilet without running water? That's the only thing. I'm like, could I shit in one of those things and like just pour the rocks over
I
it,
haven't
you know?
Really like roughed it like that to know for sure.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But I'm not opposed to it either.
A compost toilet?
I'm not opposed to it completely, but I'm not sure how it would do.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure there's rocks. So there's a waterless toilet and then it's just like tiny rocks or sand or sawdust.
Yeah.
So you take a shit and then afterwards you have a scooper on the side and you put like sawdust or rocks or something to cover up this shit smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am kind of like a cat, so maybe.
I would be open to it, but I do need water. I need to shower.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I would take a hit with the toilet if I didn't, you know, if it's wasting water. But I do need a shower.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's two sides of me. I feel like there's this hippie side of me, but then there's this other side of me where I'm like a baby about everything and I have to have a comfortable bed.
Yeah.
But then this other part of me is like, you know, I could live in the mountains and just like frolic around and
have you been
take showers in the waterfalls something.
I mean, I've thought of that too. Have you been camping as well?
Like, I have. Upstate New York is beautiful.
Yeah, didn't you live in New York? I mean,
I do. I'm back and forth a lot.
Okay, because I could have sworn you're from, like, because I saw you.
I'm from Bakersfield, but I have a place in New York, but I've been back and forth more. I've been back and forth the whole time, but more recently.
So what made you go to New York?
Just to change it up. I get tired of the same scene. And I was in L.A. for a while. And L.A. is like, I like it, but I don't at the same time. I don't know.
What don't you like about it? It's too congested, wouldn't you say?
It is. The driving part is the worst part for me. Like, it's so easy to just take the train anywhere and just skate anywhere in New York. Yeah.
What is my favorite park near Chinatown? Kind of near
LES.
I've been there. Yeah. That's a cool park.
Yeah, it's in Chinatown. Lower East Side.
Do you live around there?
No, not quite, but it's where I live in Brooklyn, and Bed-Stuy, it's not too crazy to get to. I live right next to the J train.
So what city borough? I'm sorry, I want to be correct as far
yeah.
as
so I live
what
in borough are Bed-Stuy. You?
Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Bed-Stuy, New York. And what's the skating scene like how is it different than the LA skating scene?
There's a lot more adults, I feel like.
In New York?
Yeah, like skating, which is cool.
That's cool.
For me.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm old too.
I'm
getting up there.
In LA, I feel like there's a lot of little kids at mm-hmm. most of the parks, which is fine too. I like skating with little kids too, but it's inspiring, motivating to see a lot of adults skating.
The adults, and then they're like just down to just do whatever.
Yeah, and also not even in just skateboarding, but you see a community, more of a community there, and adults having little soccer leagues and like out there playing basketball and just doing things and like barbecuing a lot. Mm-hmm. Like people are outside.
Outside, yeah.
Which is cool.
Isn't it? Because New York's expensive though, isn't it?
It is. But LA is not too far off. I feel like around.
How'd you find a spot out there?
My good friend Mike Sass, mm-hmm. he's lived at this spot for a while, and then
shout out to Mike Sass.
Mm-hmm.
He hooked you up?
He hooked us up, yeah.
Okay.
His roommate mm-hmm. moved out, and so it was not a bad price. And then during pandemic, we were able to talk the price down even a little more, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then how often are you commuting back and forth?
Right now, it's like every other month. My parents are getting a little older, and I'm trying to spend more time with them in Bakersfield.
I hear you.
And I'm the youngest kid of five kids, so I feel like I'm the one that can do it. I don't have kids yet.
I want to
be there for them.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm visiting my mom next week. I'm going to Arizona next week. Yeah, yeah, I have to do it.
Right.
Have to do it.
Which,
first.
It's nice. It's nice.
And then so when you're out there, I mean, winters are harsh there in New York, though, isn't it?
They are. I mean, it's been different, though, the last 4 years or so because of, I don't know, climate change or whatever it is. But the snow hasn't been too crazy, which is good. But it'll be, like, freezing one day. And
I mean, it's cold out there right now for me.
Well, yesterday was 60 degrees.
What, at night?
During the day and at night, I'm pretty sure. And here it was 60 degrees, which is so weird,
right? Yeah, it was cold. I was wearing shorts last night.
And then
I was freezing my
ass
off.
Yeah, last week it was like snowing there. So it's like very like bipolar.
Yeah, you would think that in California wouldn't be that cold.
It's interesting.
So what? Let's go back to your skateboarding. Like, when did you like? So what did you like about it? Like, or some of the first tricks you learned, or like that you learned at the park or whatever. Like,
when I started, I thought I was just gonna learn how to cruise around. I was like, that just looks fun.
The Dogtown documentary, yeah.
Yeah, just cruise around, get low, and learn how to kick turn. Mm-hmm. And Bertelmann was definitely one of my first tricks. Mm-hmm. More of the mainstream tricks that more people know of, rock and roll and rock to fake you, were definitely
on the coping or on a mini.
Yeah,
or
like you go up the quarter and you.
You got that down, though, because I've seen your footage. You could do that.
Yeah, yeah, I've been doing that since the beginning. Is one of my very first tricks, so that's a fun one
for
me.
So rock and roll.
Rock and roll, rock to fakies.
Rock and roll to fakie. What about rock and roll and then turning?
Yeah,
like
rock and
roll. Backside or front
side? So rock and roll, I do those backside. I haven't quite gotten it locked down front side, but I'd like to. I'm goofy footed. So but I do a lot of, I like doing a lot of nollie and like switch.
Really?
Yeah.
You do nollie and switch stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, holy smokes.
But like, I feel like maybe I was meant to be regular, or it might be because like I've had some ankle injuries in the past. And
I've
heard
like
that. To give the other foot a break and stuff, you know?
So you skate vert and transition, like switch stance?
No, no.
Oh, just no. Street stuff.
Street
do.
Stuff. I like to do a lot of like switch. Nollie and oh, switch. Basic tricks, not flip tricks.
Oh, but like, what about fakie?
Fakie too. Fakie's yeah, yeah. cool. Yeah. I used to do more fakie. I forget about fakie for some reason now. Yeah. Poor fakie.
Yeah, I never really got into the nollie. Yeah. Like some of my friends knew how to nollie good. I never could.
It just feels good yeah. to like use that other
That other front. Leg. Yeah. Your front foot.
I like it. You yeah.
do? So how'd you learn? Did you just learn on a curb or something? Did you just like how to do a regular nollie? You would just.
I just
hit your nose.
I just kind of broke it down in my head and I applied my ballet training to like skating a
you
lot.
Did?
Yeah, just kind of taking baby steps with everything helped me.
So there's
so
there's
much.
Similarities?
For sure.
All right, let's talk about the similarities with ballet and skateboarding.
Yes, so they're both very technical. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of footwork involved. Mm-hmm.
Balance.
A lot of like lower legs, like lower body strength. Mm-hmm. Balance, yeah, mm-hmm. like manuals and all that.
Finesse, because ballerinas have
yeah,
finesse.
Yeah, their style.
Yeah, their style.
And like every skater has their own style. Mm-hmm. And you would think that they're very, I mean, they are different, but they are very similar
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes. You know? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then so what?
Ballet helped me a lot.
It did.
To like pick up other things and especially skateboarding.
So if you're listening, peoples out there, yeah. You know, try doing a ballet first.
For sure.
And it may help you with your skateboarding later
totally.
In life.
Totally.
Is that a fair thing to say?
Oh, totally. I yeah. think, like, well, for a lot of athletes, they take ballet. I know some basketball players mm-hmm. take ballet, mm-hmm. soccer players, mm-hmm. gymnasts.
Soccer makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because you're using
so,
all
like,
legs.
Quick, yeah.
And then just all muscle. Yeah. And then oh,
jumping.
Basketball,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Football you know, players, too.
Because they're jumping.
They
they're
take
jumping.
Ballet,
yeah.
some of them.
And then
yeah.
it helps them jump higher, mm-hmm. ollie higher, whatever.
Yeah.
So what was, like, the first flat ground trick you learned where you're like, oh, like, I can't believe I landed that?
I guess ollies. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. So when you first learned the mechanics of that, you're like, well,
yeah.
I'm like getting off the ground.
Right. And then like once I started skating after, I was doing a lot of transition. And so anytime I would land anything that was a street trick, I would just be blown away. I'd be like, whoa, I never even thought I'd be able to like pop my board off the ground. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now. Like my first shove it was like, amazing.
I love shove-its. That's like my thing.
My
just
first kickflip.
Oh,
it took me like.
It took me years.
Yeah, like.
It took me years.
4 years, I think.
No, it took
something.
Me so long.
So, and I still don't have them. Like,
so long. Like, so long.
Yeah.
I know kids can learn it in a day now.
For
they
sure.
Could, they go on YouTube. And,
yep.
How to kickflip.
Yep.
But back then, like, I remember the night I learned in Arizona. We're at the Fashion Square Mall in Scottsdale,
uh-huh.
and my homies were there. We're skating a parking structure.
Uh-huh.
It was at night, and we wouldn't leave until I landed.
That kind of happened to me
so
too.
So I'm just like, dude, I just want to go. They're like, nah, dude, again. And then I go, and then I would just like not commit.
Right.
I would kind of flick my
yeah.
leg out. They're like, no, dude.
Yeah.
And they're all surrounding me like a wolf pack.
And then you
and
finally.
And they kept saying, dude, you have to commit, man. You
right.
don't really want it.
Right.
You have to stay over your board, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, guys.
Like, okay.
I'm gonna get a Gatorade, man. I'm not going to land it. You know, because they were way more advanced than I was. Like, they were tray flipping back then and doing ledge tricks. I didn't even.
Oh, man. And when your friends are that much better, you're like, oh, I just give up.
But then it forces you to kind of step
kinda,
up your game.
Right, right.
They're doing crazy
especially
ledge tricks.
Especially when they're, like, telling you to do it. And that's kind of a cool thing, though. They were being supportive and
yeah,
really,
they were,
like, wanted
was,
you to do it.
Maybe I needed that motivation.
Yeah,
because if
sure.
I'm by myself, let's say I'm just, like, it's, like, late at night in front of
oh,
a,
it's never
of
the
a,
same.
A grocery store.
It's never the same.
I would just be like, I'm going home.
Right.
But they said, nah, dude, again.
Yep.
And it was, like, and then I could tell they all stopped skating. So
uh-huh.
I'm like, fuck, now I'm. Now I'm being a drag.
Right.
So I just remember, I don't know what kind of compelled me to, like, really commit to it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I was afraid of? Like, twisting my
ankle. Dude, yeah, that.
I was afraid that, you know, because you can land primo or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, what if I, like, flip it halfway and then I'm going to look like a fool? I just said, fuck it.
That was always, especially in the first years of skating, that was always in the back of my head. Like,
landing
I didn't want
primo,
to my, roll my ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember landing it and it was like an outer body experience. I was like, ah! And then
yeah.
I just remember everyone, like, they they're holding me up like I like got the last touchdown or something. You know, and I'm just like, yeah, oh man, that was a good memory. Really good memory. Yeah. I miss those days. Yeah.
Dude.
That's what I miss. Best feeling. I used to have a crew back then in Arizona. Yeah. I had a crew. Now I don't know. I mean, I know some people, but
right.
It's like I don't know if I'm
life changes yeah. and you like move to different spots and people yeah. move and
I see these guys every day, like yeah. you know, they some of them went to ASU. Mm-hmm. So some of them went like lived in my dorm. So it's like I would see them every day.
Right.
But now it's like I became like this lone wolf type thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you still skate?
Yeah, I'm not as much as I want to. I have a new setup I just put together over there.
Oh, dope.
And
okay.
I wanted to go. I was skating like at 8, but I'm like, dude, I'm like 5, like 5, whatever. Uh-huh. 5, 4, 5, 5. And I'm like, I want to go back to maybe a 7.75, so I just went to pharmacy the other day.
Yeah, I skate a 7.75 or 7.8. Yeah,
because I'm like small.
Otherwise, I'm not flipping.
Yeah,
my board.
Yeah, I'm just
or
small.
I'll do an 8 at the biggest.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I tried to 8 that. Yeah. The last setup I had was an 8, and I'm mm-hmm. like, I mean, I could still do it, but it's like,
right.
I'm a small dude.
Yeah, like if you've got to, I feel like that helps. Like if you're like on the shorter side. It helps to have a smaller board if you're trying to do flip tricks and stuff. But now I don't get like how people skate these huge
decks. Like,
they're
like 12.9.
They're doing tray flips and stuff.
Their board's like this big.
How do they do that? Like Mark Gonzalez, I'm like, that dude's amazing. Like he skates
with the big.
He flips around, like does kick
flips
on like huge boards. It's
pretty
amazing. But
like in the 90s, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Like a lot of the pros I looked up to, like just their video parts, like. I could have sworn they said they skated 7.75.
Oh, yeah, and tiny wheels, too.
Yeah, tiny wheels. But they were, like, way bigger than us.
Yeah.
Like, way taller,
right,
way
that's
bigger.
That's true.
Like, 160 pounds
true.
Or more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, if they're doing it, and they're, like, 6'2".
And now
and
it's, like,
you know
now
saying?
It got, like, it's the opposite. Like,
it's
the trend got, like, huge. Like
now
big,
you have the little guys
boards.
Skating the huge.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that. I think the reason why is because they're doing such gnarly shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're jumping down shit and doing stairs.
That's
and,
true too.
And so it's more of a surface area. Maybe
they
to land
say
a foot,
that
feet.
There's more room for your
yeah.
feet to land.
Yeah,
which I guess it makes.
So
sense.
To answer your question, yes and no. I mean, I want to get back into it. I'll never stop, but I just haven't been. I mean, not. I want to skate more than I have.
Yeah.
Like I used to do it all the time. Like I would skate everywhere.
Is there like a spot around here?
Yeah, there is. Okay, I didn't want to like kind of like burn the spot, but I because I walked to my grocery store and I noticed there's like a new ledge.
Oh,
It's waxed and there's like there's different sections and I looked over there.
Whoa.
Walking back from Ralph's and I noticed two skaters hitting it up. I'm like, oh, that's a spot.
That's cool.
But the only bad thing about it is it's kind of on not a. Yeah, it's not a flat.
Downhill?
Yeah, it's kind of semi-downhill.
Uh-huh.
Pretty mellow, but still, depending if you want to approach it front side or back side.
Right.
You know? But for us, it would be front side because, it's on that side of the street.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to approach a back side, you'd have to go on the downhill slope and it would go upward towards it.
Right.
So you'd have to just push a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I've seen kids, they're grinding it and look like they're having fun.
That's awesome.
And it's waxed.
Is it tall?
Oh, it's about like that. About that high. It's about that high.
Oh, so you're a ledge skater.
Yeah. Well, I like ledges, but I used to love banks.
Oh, banks are
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
banks
I used to love
so
just banks.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my whole thing, I would just be like, oh, I just want to go up there and do like a kickflip to fakie.
Yes.
Like clean.
Those feel so good. When I have landed them, they feel so good.
So,
fun.
So, I don't know. There's something about banks I like.
Yeah, it just feels good to like pop.
And then you go
you're
down,
up there
and
then come
back
down.
Yeah.
Just like that flow.
Yeah, yeah. So, a lot of that took place in Arizona and I didn't get into it until I went to ASU and I had a board on me, but then I realized, man, this is every day is super hot here, and there was a pretty big scene that back then.
Arizona seems like there's a ton of skate parks and spots to skate.
Oh, now it's heaven.
Now,
oh
maybe
my God.
Not before.
No, but now, like where my mom lives, there's a Chandler, Gilbert Park. There's a Chandler Park. There's Tempe Park. There's the wet.
Wow.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just. And not only that, it's lit up at night. You know, a lot.
I was going to say, since it's so hot during the day, I'm sure a lot of those parks are.
They're open at night. That's there's awesome. Lights.
I love when there's good lights at a
park. That's my
time
period anyway, because I sleep my sleeping schedule's a bit unorthodox.
Yeah.
So back to you. So you're like, so you did Rock to Fakies, and then you're awling. What about the Shove-Its and stuff? That come
the
Shove-Its
came a little later. Mm-hmm. Like all that stuff has been just. It never like crossed my mind that I was gonna learn those kinds of tricks. So like
it just kind of came
like just as I kept skating. Like if you stick to it, I swear stuff will just start happening over time.
So you're
time.
Saying you just have to commit to
you it. You just have like just kind of like commit to it, but also just be consistent. I feel like if you take a week off, you're back to square one. God. Especially in the first years, like it puts you back.
You know, even like if you take months, like because I haven't skated in a while, but then when you hop on the board, you're like, oh.
Totally.
You feel wobbly, and then like you're blaming your trucks. You're like,
any excuse.
my trucks are messed up, man. Yeah. All that
for sure.
But I would like to do it. You know, because I still think about it a lot. Like I'll lay in bed and be like. And think of like different, you know, like, oh, that'd be cool if I tried that. But
do a skate sesh with the girls.
You think they would accept me?
Yeah.
And then we can make it, do a vlog or something.
Totally. Let's do it. We'll do it. We'll do like a whole day out
I've had your colleagues on here.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you're friends with Eunice? You met Eunice and Hillary.
Oh, are those your homies?
Yeah.
So
totally.
You're friends with Eunice.
I am friends
with Eunice.
I'm sorry
for spitting. I just spit just now. You're friends with Eunice.
Yes.
Shout out to Eunice.
Shout out to Eunice.
Dude. They kick ass.
Yoondog is
They kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary's dope. She's like
I've had her, a
top model.
She's been here too.
Yeah.
No, she's been
here.
I know.
So
Hillary,
yeah.
And then who's the one we're missing? Brianna?
Brianna's dope. Yeah.
So she's been here?
She's been here too? I didn't know.
You know
how
I met her? This is how I met Brianna. So Brianna King, right?
Brianna King.
So shout out to Brianna King. I used to do a YouTube side segment called Stevie on the Streety. I'd go on Hollywood Boulevard. I would just go be in public and I would interview people on the street.
Oh, okay.
So we decided to mix it up one day. Mm-hmm. We went down to Venice. So I'm on the, you know, the boardwalk, had, you know, my crew there, and we're like trying to get like a segment done. And then she just happens to skate by.
I just remember
she had a shake junk grip tape, and then she just seemed like she was having so much fun. She had a nice setup, and then she was just down to get interviewed, because her energy is so positive.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
totally.
I'm like, oh, you're cool. And so we just, I didn't know like she was that she's really in the community, and I learned later that she's like really involved.
Yeah, totally.
And stuff. So that's how I met her. So shout out to Brianna. So all your friends have been here.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're gonna have to make a skate day out of it.
Pure pressure now.
Yeah, you have to do it now.
That's if I get up. My sleeping schedule. I have the vampire schedule.
Yeah.
My sleeping is so. I've been judged like.
El Sereno, they have lights.
Wait, describe what else, what is that?
It's I don't a even skate know. Park.
Is that one with the yellow ledges? And
yeah, like the
I've
yellow
seen,
coping.
I've seen footage of that. Where is that?
I can't explain exactly where it is. You'd have
but
to
it's
go,
in LA.
Google.
It's in LA?
Yeah, it's in LA. It's like.
How do you spell that?
S-E-R-E-N-O? Sereno.
Okay.
E-N-O. Yeah.
El Sereno Skate Park.
Yeah. That has lights till. Pretty late, I'm pretty sure.
And it's
a
public park?
Yeah.
I noticed, like, the way it's set up looks cool.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of pros that, aren't there a lot of, like, really good people that go there?
Pros will show up, but what I notice about that area is it's very down-to-earth feeling. Like, the vibe is always pretty cool.
So
like,
it's in a regular community, like, regular town, like,
yeah,
houses
it's not, like, in, like, a super ritzy area or anything like that. It's just, like, very chill vibe.
And then you said it's open at nighttime?
Yep.
Till what time?
I don't know now. I know that it used to have lights till like 12 a.m. or something
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. How often do you go there?
I haven't been there in a long time. But when they first opened a couple years ago, I used to go
a lot. The time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I got to get off my ass.
Yeah.
It's like usually like when I have a new setup, I'm like, it's already has a couple like, you know, mm-hmm. marks on it, but I don't know. It's just like,
yeah.
There's a mental thing going on with me where I'm like, I'll go. But then I think what it is, like, I don't like skating. Like, I need at least one person.
I don't either. I mean, it's just.
It's fun just to have one other person.
I could do it, but it's just like.
Well, skating alone?
Yeah.
Like, entirely alone.
It's not the same at all.
It's not, right?
No.
Like, I'll do that to go to the 7-Eleven or the grocery store.
Right.
And, like, do a little, whatever, slappy nose slides or whatever on the way. Yeah. But I won't. Like, I think I need, those peeps there just for encouragement. Or, you know, you get stoked on them.
Yeah, energy. You feel the, like, synergy.
Yeah, I don't feel that alone.
Yeah.
I heard Rodney Mullen skates by himself like a...
I know.
Did you see that document? I saw something on YouTube or something where...
No, but, like, I've seen, like, a piece of it where he's talking about how he only had a little square concrete that he would practice tricks
at, like,
on.
At 4 in the morning, he would just go out there. Yeah,
he's amazing.
He's like a scientist, amazing dude. So yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
like,
he's on this high math.
Like a wizard.
He's like high. Yeah. High math.
Yeah.
Just like a whole...
No.
Like on the...
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Crazy level, yeah. Okay, so is there anything... What are your future goals? Are you planning to put like a board out, or like, are you a part of certain groups? Like, cause I know Brianna is a part of these other groups, like skate groups. Are you part of something like that? Or like these affiliations with other
skaters? No, I'm more of just like a supporter, and I'll try to go to those events and things if I can. I'm working on a documentary right now. It's still evolving a little bit with my friend Ben Duffy. Mm-hmm. It's just about the minority in skateboarding and just more about women. But I mean, it's going to be like a little bit of everyone in it. And
so the minority being the women.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then keep going. This is interesting. And so what made you come up with the idea?
Well, Ben Duffy, he's a good friend of mine from years. Mm-hmm.
Ben Duffy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ben.
He's come out with several documentaries, and one day he just thought we should do something he hasn't done before, mm-hmm. and he felt like it would be really cool, and I was like, yeah, I'm down to co-produce it with you, and we'll try to get some interviews and some cool footage and like travel, you know, to the East Coast, West Coast,
right? So what made you come up with the idea? Like, did you notice something? Like, did you have experiences like being at a spot where you're like, oh, I'm the only girl here or something?
I mean, not necessarily like too specific, but just kind of hearing like more of the voices that have not been heard, and just different points of view of people that we don't hear from very much, like, and try to get like Peggy Oakey or someone like that, you know,
you
like always been like a female. They've always been there's always been females there throughout the history of skateboarding. Maybe not as many Alyssa Steamer, mm-hmm. Marissa Dal Santo mm-hmm. was one of my favorites.
There's some kick-ass Brazilian females.
Oh,
too, right?
Dude, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of Brazilian.
Yeah, well, Leticia Buffoni, mm-hmm. when she was starting out, she was just, like, good from the get-go, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I used to watch her old videos. But, yeah, like, just, I feel like a lot of those voices haven't been heard that much, so it'd be really cool to I mean, we haven't really, like, narrowed it down to, like, what we exactly want to do. We just, like, we want to get in there and start creating something.
So I mean, this is just a suggestion. What if you get the old school, like a Peggy,
yeah,
and then you get like kind of modern
for sure,
but then you get the younger side
it's gonna be like a little bit
like
of
a Victoria, you know, Victoria on,
that's exactly
on
what we've been talking about doing, just kind of like just the different sides of skateboarding. Mm-hmm. I mean, skateboarding is changed so much, and there's just like so much history, you know. And
For sure. And I remember, no, you're fine. I just remember because I used to go to North Hollywood Park in Victoria, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Victoria. Yeah,
Ruglio something, I forgot her last name. Ruglio, Rugliosa, or something.
North Hollywood local.
Yeah, local. Yeah. But I remember like just being there and her being the only female skater, yeah, like the whole session.
I remember going to that like, park, and, the and then one. She would show up and just yeah. kill the annihilate oh, dude. The whole park, and I'm like, whoa.
But I noticed too, because I hadn't seen her in a while, mm-hmm. and then I noticed like her progression. I'm like, oh, she's like doing manual trick,
yeah, like, tech trick, a lot yeah. of tech stuff.
Back then, I know for a fact back then, this is like 2000, maybe, I don't know, 9 or 10, like whatever. Mm-hmm. She was doing, or maybe later, but I knew she had a varial heel, like a good varial heel. I'm like,
yeah.
Because I saw her do it on the bank. I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah, she yeah. varial heel. She's yeah, but really then now good. I'm watching her, and like, I've seen her, you know, her parts on whatever, Death Wish or Baker.
Yeah,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, that part is yeah, really I'm like, cool.
oh, she's got manuals. She's doing other other ledge tricks.
She's well-rounded skater.
She's progressed. I'm yeah, like, because I hadn't seen her, and I'm like, oh, uh-huh. she's gotten way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool to see.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, going back to your documentary, you should yeah. get someone like of that oh, age bracket
for sure. Yeah, and then Chelsea Castro mm-hmm. too. I know they're actually friends. She's a good friend of mine as well, but she's another one that's kind of in the same age kind bracket. Age that's bracket. Been like kind of you know the same time yeah. era.
And you could tell they're just down.
Oh, so I, down to earth.
Yeah, they were just down to skate, and it just the vibe I'm getting is it just the, whatever them getting hooked up just happened to be.
It was an organic, natural organic. Thing. Yeah,
yeah, it was a natural thing yeah. where. Maybe people have seen her skate. Oh, I like her. She's down for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? They hooked her up that way.
For sure. Yeah, I because like before that. It was like MySpace.
Oh, I like, remember MySpace. You
know? Your top friends.
I remember MySpace.
Yeah, oh. but that was like, you know, that was the most that you were seeing. Like, there weren't even that many skaters or you know, girls skating
at all
back then, yeah.
Who's the Baker? Is it Lace... Lacey Baker, something Baker, Lacey Baker.
Are you talking about Leo?
Leo Baker. Okay, sorry, yeah. Leo Baker. Sorry.
Yeah, Leo's killing it.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Leo too back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, killing
crazy
it.
Crazy talented.
Yeah.
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 For sure.
So we're on our last. This flew by. We're on our last 10 minutes. Is there stuff that? Did you want to maybe push the documentary? When should people anticipate the documentary as well? And
we would like to get it done by the end of the year. The title for now is "Wanna See Me Disco," mm-hmm. Human Gold, just like
cool,
just like the heart.
Of
people of and people, just yeah. like what gets people going and
is there like a GoFundMe involved where you're raising money for a budget to complete this documentary?
There is.
Did you want to maybe shout that out so people are familiar with it?
You could click the link through my Instagram handle.
Okay, so that's good that you brought that up. What is your Instagram handle?
Jennifer.Charlene.
Can you spell that out, the Charlene part too? As well, go ahead.
JennifR.Charlene.
Jennifer.Charlene.
Yeah.
Link in bio.
Yep.
And then that will take you to how to support this documentary.
Yeah, and there's a little teaser.
Teaser there?
Yeah.
Oh, like
that you could click
like
on.
A trailer.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, and that'll be on the GoFundMe page.
That's dope. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to watch it. Yeah. And maybe, I mean, when do you anticipate that being out? Like, maybe a couple years or 2 years, year and a half?
He works pretty quick with his stuff. It might be like a year. We'll see.
So make that happen. Support it when it's out. Is there, do you want to maybe shout out a website as well? Like, do you have a website or anything?
I don't have a website up right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of like 2022 is me updating all of my resume and getting back on my acting grind because I'm an actor as well.
Now you bring it up in the last freaking 10 minutes. You never even mentioned that. Okay. So I didn't know that.
No, it's all right.
Commercial acting, regular, like. Hold on, I don't want to bypass.
No, it's okay.
No. So you audition for stuff.
So it's mostly been just commercial stuff, but this year I want to focus on trying to book some TV and film.
You
and
book some commercials.
Take that step. Yeah, I booked.
Go ahead, say some things. Say some of the commercials you booked. I used to do it too, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I do that Sour Starburst. that's the one I'm known for is the Sour Starburst. Where, yeah.
I was in a Halsey commercial. It was a Budweiser commercial. I played her double, basically, mm-hmm. Ashley, before she became Halsey. It was basically a little short film. It was super dope. I got to do a lot of acting.
And then how many callbacks do you have to do to get that?
That one, it was two callbacks. And I was really surprised because the first audition I had to act like I was playing the guitar. I don't know how to play the
guitar.
Were
you honest to the...
And I had to sing, which I cannot sing at all.
Well, were you honest with the casting agent? You said, hey, this is what I'm able to do. This is what I'm... Or did you lie?
I didn't even know what I was going into. I got there and they were like, think of a song that you could sing. And they gave me a guitar that was in the audition room.
Oh, no. So you're put on the spot?
And I was just like...
So you made something up? You had to.
I sang like a Beatles song, "Here Comes the Sun" or something.
Yeah. And then you got
and I
it.
Just looked at my phone and the lyrics real quick. Oh, and
were you nervous?
I was pretty nervous, but I was also like, I'm not gonna get this. This is ridiculous.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
Usually, I don't know why this is back. This because I haven't done it since 2003.
Yeah.
Okay. But usually. You'd book the ones that you don't want. You're not invested
in
it.
You're right.
Because this is my theory. Those casting motherfuckers, they could sense the desperation. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they can, yeah.
They could sense the desperation, and they're like, oh, you want this too much.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're like in there, because I booked a Taco Bell one back in the day. I did a fajitas thing. Uh-huh. I had to cross the street and go, like, smell the air and go... fajitas. You know, and I just remember me doing that and like not giving a fuck. And then I got that one.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, those are hard to get. It's like
one in a million,
you know.
Oh, when you're the
those commercials.
Yeah, when there's the other Asian guy, like you've done the third or fourth, and then that's another Asian guy. Another Asian guy.
Well, now it's like with the skating ones, it's like there's so many.
Like
people
pro,
that skate, and like girls that skate, and like
as far as what they're looking for.
Yeah. Like it'll be like a commercial where they need skaters, and you're like, oh, I got this.
But now there's a lot of female skaters.
And then
now.
They won't even use a talented skater. Sometimes they'll end up just using a friend of a friend that the director knew, and so his cousin.
And
she has
a better look.
That can barely stand. On
and
a
her look is great.
And her looks great.
Yeah.
But it's a whole
it's
other.
It's so weird.
It's a whole other beast.
Yeah,
for sure.
I stopped doing that.
Yeah. But it's fun. Like I want to get back into classes and stuff just to
So you're
like,
part of the union, SAG, and AFTRA?
I'm part of SAG. Yeah.
You're part of SAG?
I am.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah.
Shout out.
So, are you gonna? What's the next step with that? Maybe independent movies, something like that.
Yeah, I want to. I've done like a couple little short films with my classmates. I guess a few years ago now, but I want to get back into creating stuff on my own, not like waiting for like
now
the next big audition.
You're able to do that now because of technology.
Right.
You get a camera.
Exactly. I have no excuse.
You know
so,
what I'm saying? You could film your own movie.
Yeah,
on your
I just have to find
want.
That group of the crew of people that's committed to like
you need
waking
help.
Up and
yeah.
doing certain days and all that lighting and
it's
boom.
It's such a complicated world.
And on and on and on.
Yeah, because you have
writing.
You have your writers, then you have your editor, you know
DP.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's so many.
You can do it. We can do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So look out for her in a future independent movie.
I'll be coming out on High Fidelity. I'm going to be playing Zoe Kravitz's cousin.
So when it what is that?
And that's going to be coming out. It's going to be air. Just kidding.
Oh God, I was going to say I was ready to plug it for you.
That would be amazing, though. Yeah. We'll see.
You know what? That's a tough world too.
It
you know,
is.
It's such a. You have to have thick skin for that.
For sure.
Because it's like just the emotional abuse and letdowns you have.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, I've had some of the worst commercial experiences.
Yeah, I feel like commercials can be even harder sometimes.
Yeah,
because they don't even know
what they want.
They want you to be gimmicky sometimes, and
if you're not in your facial expression, like.
You're right.
Or, you know, you're just, just your look or the way you respond.
It's more exaggerated.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, I feel like with, I don't know. It all depends.
Oh, one last story. So I was up for a Verizon Wireless campaign.
Oh.
I mean, this is
that's big.
Major bucks.
Yes.
I made it to the very end. It was me and another Asian guy. So I've told this story before, but it's so painful, but it's so relevant to why I don't do it anymore. So we're in the room, and there's all the producers are in there. You know the whole situation. And they kept telling the other guy to go in the middle of the room. Let's say his name was Brian. Hey, Brian, will you do it again?
Oh, no.
Great.
They loved him.
Steven, you could go on the side of the room. Steven, we don't need you now. Can you stand on the side of the room? No, Steven, we'll let you know when we need you. Brian, can you now do it this way? It was like a stupid Christmas caroling.
And you had to
caroling.
Just watch it all
I was
go
watching
down.
My demise. Oh, so man. I'm sitting there. I'm sweating like on the side of the in the side of the room, just my eyes crossed like, you know. And this guy's killing it. He's making everyone laugh. Brian, fantastic, Brian. Dude, can you do it this way? You know, and I'm just
how
like,
long did this go on for?
It seemed like eternity. So finally, they got so sick of just my ass being in the room.
Yeah.
Steven, you could actually go outside in the waiting room. We'll contact you and get you.
Now they
when
say
we need
something.
You. Yeah. And guess what? That time never happened. I was there in the hallway, whatever. You know how like you're in the, you know, these casting places, the next group of people sign in for like the Ford.
Right.
You know, that they're already on to the next thing. And I'm still there until one of the, they forgot. They're like, they had to send one of their people to get me, to tell me to leave. They're like, Steven, you could actually go.
You're good.
So I'm like, I knew I didn't book that.
Jeez.
It was a, you know, and it wasn't for one, it was a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So a campaign, this Verizon, this would have been like at least 50K.
Huge.
Like 50 to 100K, something like crazy.
Residuals.
Yeah, it would have been
package.
3 to 4 commercials. They would have played it during the holiday season. The whole thing.
That's stressing me.
This is what I went through. You don't have to go through this. You don't have to go through this, Jennifer. I went through it.
Yeah.
So I'm like on a side note, I forget about it, but then I'm watching. Back then when I did watch TV, they played the shit.
That reminds me.
I'm watching this fucking guy.
That reminds me of a Coppertone commercial where I was supposed to like fly to Chile or something. And it was the same kind of deal. And then the commercial comes on. And it's like a blonde chick with like little cutoff shorts, like cruising around on like, I don't know.
So
like
you're
a longboard or something.
That beat you out.
But it's like opposite of what I look at. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
you know, he's
like,
knocking on the door. Tis the season to be.
And you see it come on. When you see it come on, it's like.
No, they played it all the time. They played it every other commercial. I'm like, that could have been me.
Yeah. Same thing happened with me with the Coppertone.
Yeah. So after that, I just said, fuck this shit. I do my own content.
Yeah.
So subscribe today, folks. You know, support me in this way, huh?
Yeah.
I don't do that, so I do this now, okay?
Totally.
I interview interesting people, you know, with cool shit going on, and this is what we do now. I don't have to wait for their approval.
Yeah, nope.
I approve myself, motherfuckers.
We're going to do our own shit.
This is my shit, man. I don't need your approval.
Get out of here.
I cast you out.
Yeah.
How about that? Instead of me being casted out,
now how do
I
you
cast
feel?
You out.
Now, how do you feel?
Yeah, you get in the waiting room. Outside of my room.
You go.
Motherfucker. No, that does something to you.
It does.
No, I'm telling you, that does something to you.
I'm sure you are.
Because all of the,
I'm sure you're triggered right
now. That jelly bean jar. All, I put everything in that jar. I'm like, dude, I'm going to, this is it.
You're like, I'm so close.
Woo, I'm going to make bank finally. You know, I was buying jeans at the Army Surplus. Those, you know, I was like wearing the same Levi's, doing the whole shit, living off BRC bean rice burritos at El Pollo. I was struggling.
Yeah.
You, shame on you, casting people.
Yeah, ruining people's
lives. I cast
lives.
You now. And no, you're not allowed on the Steve Weaver show.
Coming on this show.
No, you have to send me your fucking resume. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
I'm
for
sorry
sure.
for my, you know, I'm sorry for
no,
that
yeah.
whole rant at the
had
end.
Had to let it out.
Patreon.com/StevieWeeby if you want to help support the platform. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all my music stuff. Oh, Scissor Bros. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Tune in every Friday. Like the videos, guys. You know, we're still doing it. Instagram/QUANGOU. I do have some music on Spotify, QUANGOU. If you want to send any packages or mail, send all your stuff to The Stevie Weeby Show at 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was an honor having you.
Thank you.
Best of luck in your endeavors. I hope you book something grand.
Thank you.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the west, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull and pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.